Please be seated. I heard this somewhere in the past couple of weeks, and I really don't remember where, and I don't guess that matters because it was priceless. But someone was telling a story, a really, 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 really long story. Beverly's not in here, is she? And we've all been in situations like that, haven't we? Having to listen to a story that is apparently important to the teller, but can be excruciating to the listener. A story that just goes on and on and on. Well, someone was telling a story that went on and on and on, and one of the listeners simply could not take it anymore. So he interrupted. "That's a great story. I hope to hear the end of it someday soon." Can you relate to that? Well, if you can, then maybe you understand how the Jews gathered around Jesus at the portico of the temple may have felt. I'm not really sure why our lectionary does what it does today, Good Shepherd Sunday, in the middle of Easter season. For the past 2 weeks, we've had post-resurrection appearances by Jesus. And then today we're back in the middle of John's Gospel talking about sheep and shepherds. We're in this section of John where Jesus is in the midst of a discourse on the Good Shepherd, except that we're really not. The 10th chapter of John is a little complicated. Starting in John chapter 7, Jesus is at the Festival of the Booths, probably in September or October. But in today's text, we jump somehow to the Festival of Dedication, or Hanukkah, which is in November or December. And frankly, if Jesus has been talking about sheep and shepherds for 3 months, it's no wonder the people listening to him say, "Well, that's a nice story, but I'd love to hear the end of it someday." So probably out of frustration, they ask him plainly, "Are you the Messiah or not?" And as is often the case, Jesus' answer isn't particularly plain or straightforward. "You tell me," he says. "Do I act and talk like a Messiah? Are the things I'm doing for the benefit of the people? Do they honor God? My sheep hear my voice. And if you can't, then maybe you're the problem." You see, hearing the shepherd's voice truly always has been the hard part. Part of that, I think, is because we're just frankly not very good at listening. We're very good at speaking. We're very good at proclaiming, but listening, not so much. Most often, we confuse the shepherd's voice with our own. And if not, usually the loudest voice around us gets the most credibility. But all of us here, all of us gathered here today, have in one way or another heard and recognized that shepherd's voice. Some of us may be more sure than others. Some of us hear it more clearly and distinctly than others, but all of us have heard it. That's why we're here. But the question of today's gospel is, so what? What are you going to do about it? There's an old story of a retired clergy person who's organized a trip to the Holy Land, and one day the group was taking a bus from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, and along the way the pastor told the group that they would see many sheep and shepherds along the way, and to think about how Jesus was the good shepherd, and how shepherds are always out in front of the sheep, leading them. They're never behind them, pushing them or beating these poor, dumb animals. And about that time, the bus has to stop for a herd of sheep to pass. But the pastor is astounded. He's astounded to see a man behind the sheep beating them with a stick. He got off the bus and he confronts the man. He said, "Look here, everything that I've read says that shepherds lead the sheep with love. They don't come from behind beating and pushing." "That's true," the man said. "But I'm not the shepherd. I'm the butcher." You see, a true king, a true leader of Israel, was a shepherd, not a butcher. And the people questioning Jesus really wanted to know if he was the one sent from God to free them from the Romans and Herod the butcher. And Jesus' answer is, look, watch, see, listen, and then decide for yourself. And the great challenge in whether we hear that voice always will boil down to how we respond. In order to follow the voice of the Good Shepherd, we simply need to do what he did. All of us. And in many ways today, I guess, we're called to be shepherds. We're called to be shepherds, and the hurt, lonely, lost people of the world are God's scattered sheep. We are sometimes the voice of Christ in this world. Sometimes what people know about God's law, they learn from us. What people know about God's forgiveness, they hear from us. And what people know about God's love, they receive from us. And it is only through that shepherdhood, where the sheer evil of things like the things that happened this week in Boston, where they can be overcome. Overcome by light that defeats darkness every single time. What a daunting task that is, if you really think about it. And for most of us, it ought to be a little unnerving. Because if we look to our works, what we do, as testimony to our Christian identity, we might run the risk of concluding that we're not all that Christian after all. But make no mistake, most often we're just the sheep, not particularly bright animals who spend so much of their time bumping into each other all the while, bleating and baaing over each other, that there's no wonder we can't hear the shepherd's voice. But the good shepherd is pretty stubborn when it comes to a sheep. The good shepherd doesn't give up for no other reason than we are loved. I know I keep telling stories up here that are somehow a reflection on my ever-increasing age, but when I was a child, we played outside all the time. And especially during the summer, we would play outside until well after dark. I don't really remember what time it was, but every night at some point, either my mother or my father would stand at the top of our driveway by that gas lamp post, and they'd yell my name. It was time to come in. I didn't always answer the first time, because I knew there would be another call, probably about 10 minutes later. This time, it would be a little louder, but neither of them would quit until they heard something happen, until they heard the words from me, I'm coming. When they heard that response, they knew that they had been heard, and they were able to go about whatever it was they were doing, knowing that I would be home soon. And if for some reason I was beyond the sound of their voice, they'd become anxious and worried. They'd wonder where I was and if I was safe. They might even start calling around or even coming out to look for me. I like to believe that they were doing what the good shepherd would do. Because folks, whether we hear it or not, the good shepherd is always calling out to us. God is always searching for us, wanting us to be a part of that fold. It truly is all a matter of listening. Listen. Listen, and more often than not, you shall not want. Listen. And more often than not, you will lie down in green pastures. Listen. And more often than not, your soul can be restored. Listen.